producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Dr. Brown. First, I want to say how much I respect you, and I think you're an amazing woman.
Well, thank you.
I'm on the board of a large nonprofit organization, and I've been paying the bills for the last year or so. And one of my friends who's also on the board does a lot of things for this organization, but I notice when she sends in the bills to me to pay that she's putting personal things, items on the bills that are not being used for the organization. And I'm feeling
Are you the one who vets the bills?
I'm the one who pays the bills, yes.
I would just say to her something, say, look, I know you do a lot of work for the organization, but I can't really do this because at some point, if we got audited, we'd all go to prison. So I need for you to either, and I'm sure that's what she's doing.
I'm not supposed to be knowing this.
Well, but aren't you the one who signed off on the bills?
I pay the bills, but if she just gives me the bill, the total.
Well, then how do you know that she's using stuff for personal?
Well, how do I know? Because I see what she does in the events that we use. And
give me an example. Give me an example.
Pardon me?
Give me a specific example so
I
can understand.
She does a lot of woodwork and required tools that are used and paints that the kids never use that I see on the bill. And she does private lessons in the woodworking, and so I think she takes whatever materials we pay for and she uses them in her private lessons.
All right, but one of the ways of doing that is to sort of, if you're the one who pays the bills, to sort of say, look, you billed us for this amount of woodwork. We need, there's an audit coming up. I need to see the tools and equipment used.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you can do it without. I mean, look, if you're on the board, you are as liable as she is. I mean, everybody goes to prison for this kind of thing.
So. Well, I am paying her. I am paying the bills.
Well,
I see the dishonesty here.
But Sharon, I got that part. I'm trying to help you. I mean, obviously, one of the things you can do is go to her. There's several different approaches, from saying to her, look, I need from now on, I need bills submitted. The federal guidelines have gotten much tighter, which they have.
Mm-hmm.
I have a nonprofit as well, and I'm very well aware of them. You cannot commingle funds. You go to prison for it, literally. So you can say to her, I need to go back over last year's receipts,
mm-hmm.
and I need documentation, and I need clarification and itemization. That's number one.
Right.
And if there's, I need to have it by, the end of the month.
Right.
The second possibility, and I think that sort of saves a little bit of face and covers you. And if she lies in that, then at least you're covered. You're not going to go to jail about it.
Right.
And presumably she could use something in both. It's not quite kosher, but at least you're covered and the organization's covered. The second possibility, I suppose, is go to her and say, look, I'm your friend, but I have a fiduciary responsibility here. You cannot use stuff that you've used, that the organization has paid for privately.
Okay, I like that one.
Yeah, and people, I mean, I actually have a very good friend who's in a similar situation, and she's not a crook, she's just dumb. She's naive, and I said, you go to prison for that. Because I said something, I had sent her organization a check, and I said, gee, what'd you do with the money? And she said, well, we're taking a vacation. I said, you can't do that, you go to prison.
Right.
She said, well, I donate a lot of time to the organization.
That's exactly it.
I said, you can't do that.
Right. I think this woman feels a sense of entitlement.
No, I said that. I said that at the beginning. I'm sure she feels that she gives. But you can't do, you simply cannot do that. The federal government will not allow that.
Okay.
So, I think you can do anything from confronting her about it to just asking for clarification, which may at least alert her that she can't do this.
I like that word.
Yeah, some people are just stupid. I mean, or not, let's say, naive.
I've lost a couple of nights sleep over this.
I hear. But so I would go talk with her about it, and you can either ask for itemization and clarification, or you can point out that she simply cannot do that, that it's against the law.
Okay, well, I appreciate all your information.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And you're welcome. Patricia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My dilemma is I have a 25-year-old daughter, and I believe one of her friends is an alcoholic. Bear in mind, they're not minors and whatever, and I was wondering how much involved I should get. I have spoken to my daughter and said I think her and her friend should do a little intervention or something. To give you a little background, they go out, this girl actually blacks out, forgets her purse, they take her home. I said to my daughter, do you realize how dangerous this is if no friends are with her? She could be picked up by anyone, and God knows what.
Well, there was actually a case last year where exactly that is what happened.
That happened. It was a town close by where I'm living. The girl was
so old. What was your daughter's response?
She says, well, I agree with you, she said, but, you know, I'm not living with her. The other girls have moved out of the house, and they live in an area where there's a lot of bars and socializing.
So your daughter's saying it's not my problem.
Well, she says, maybe I'll speak to her roommate. You know, they're reluctant. Now, I've known this girl since she was a little child.
Well, if you know the kid, that's what I was going to ask. You can go to her directly. You can say, listen.
But then it becomes complicated. Oh, your mother, you know, you tell your mother everything.
But you can certainly ask your daughter for permission. But what you can say, I mean, you can say to this kid, listen, you can take her out for dinner, and my guess is she'll drink too much. And you can then say, then you have firsthand knowledge. You don't have to refer it to your daughter and say, listen, I've known you since you were a kid, and I know you're not mine, but if you were mine, I'd say, I love you, you've got a drinking problem. Let's go to AA together.
Then she might say, well, how do you know?
Well, but Patricia, you weren't listening. What I said is take her out for lunch or dinner. My guess is she'll drink too much, and then you've got firsthand information.
I do know her parents. Do you think that was...
No, Patricia. Okay. You know, it's really interesting that you get upset with your daughter for not being willing to confront her directly. And when I suggest that you can deal with her directly, you don't want to do that. You want to deal with the daughter. Nobody wants to deal with anybody directly because it puts you in a vulnerable position. They can get mad at you. But if you're feeling that this is a moral responsibility, then do it. But don't foist it off on your daughter or the kid's parents. Do it. Patricia, I'm not going to walk you through this again. You can get first-hand knowledge by being around this kid. I mean, if she has a drinking problem and you go out for dinner with her or go, you know, to a bar with her, she'll drink too much. And then you've got first-hand knowledge. So don't, you know, it's hard to do this. I'm not denying that. But your solutions are all someone else do the heavy lifting. You can do the heavy lifting. You just have to be around her. Adam, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a great fiance. She's the most wonderful person, really, that I've ever met. We're getting married in the summer. We're kind of a well-known couple in the area. And the whole in-law thing is great. We're planning a big wedding.
Where's the problem?
I guess I have cold feet. I'm scared.
Okay.
And I guess my question to you is, how do I discuss this with her without terrifying her, you know?
Fair enough. How old are you, Adam?
I'm 34. She's 25.
Have you been
married before? Neither of us. No, ma'am.
How long have you known her?
4 years.
Okay. What is it that scares you the most when you think about this?
What scares me the most?
Yeah.
I guess it's a combination of things. I know we'll make it quick, but she don't really work, and I kind of work for myself and can't really get her to help me. I pay for school, and she didn't attend this past week, and I didn't like that very much. I do all the cooking, the cleaning, the car repair, the dishes, and all. And
okay, when are you planning? I got it. When are you planning to get married?
This summer, July.
Okay, what I would do at this moment is sit her down. I would not say the word cold feet because then you will have the word ex-fiance. However, I would say, you know, darling, as this has been really fun. We met each other. We started dating when you were a baby. I was 30. You were 21, which is a huge difference.
Right.
And I sort of feel like I was a daddy figure in your life. But it occurs to me as we go forward together, you don't want to be the little girl. I don't want to be the daddy. And so let's talk about these areas that I think are really important and see where you are on them. Because at this moment, calling off a marriage would be really kind of unpleasant, but it's a lot easier than a divorce. So I would sit down with her and say, I don't want to be your daddy. I don't want to say, well, you know, how come you didn't go to school today? I want us to be partners.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Jeff. Jeff Brown, Doctor. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
This is going to be my second or third program I heard of yours. A name, I moved from California, and I had a very serious problem. I need help. I am a married person. Today I'm 48. I have children and beautiful wife, beautiful children. But it's something in me that I am tempted towards all the average women, and I like to do sex with them all the time.
Have you actually done it?
Yes.
Oh, Mike.
And my wife, which is a very best friend of mine, we both are very good. She's spiritually, physically, financially is good friends. We both together. We've been 18 years married. But I try to control, and every time I lose that control.
Well, Mike, that's kind of that's kind of a self-indulgent perspective, isn't it? I mean, presumably, if your wife were doing the same thing, you would not be amused.
No, and I raised them, my children, I raised them very disciplined, very beautiful. They're very, very, very careful.
Mike, what do you do for a living?
I'm an engineer, and I started my business, and I am very intelligent, but this thing's affecting
you
all.
Wait a minute. You said you're an entertainer?
No, I'm an engineer, electrical engineer.
An engineer.
Yes.
Is your company doing well?
Company, wherever I go, I make the company very successful. I play key roles.
How often are you away from home?
It's affecting more me now because I had quit my job and I'm open, I'm working on my business, so I get more time. And I'm not loyal to just to find time towards my business and thinking more this way.
Mike, how many women have you slept with in the last year that were not your wife?
I would not say maybe two only in 3 years.
Mike, you need to go find
and only
trip.
Once.
Well, but Mike, first of all, it's still adultery. Second of all, you're still putting yourself and your wife at risk for venereal diseases. You're risking everything you own and everything you hold dear for sex with another person. And as you undoubtedly figured out, the idea of it is much more fun than the reality of it. Right? The idea of sort of getting someone to sleep with you and going to bed with them. And then it's just sex. I mean, and there's certainly nothing wrong with sex, but you probably have better sex with your wife.
And this is a strange thing. I mean, I do sex with her in the night, and in the morning I will be again early in the morning, and next day again.
Well,
so I'm trying to have
Mike,
more
body. How often do you how often do you make love with your wife?
Once or twice a week.
Would she be willing to have sex with you more than that?
Yes, she's very, very
So
warm.
You're telling me you have a wife that is willing to have more sex with you, and you still... So why don't you start having more sex with your wife?
I just tune myself towards this side rather than that side.
Mike?
Yes?
You're being an idiot. And you're being
I'm calling you.
Well, but you're not listening.
Yes.
You're telling yourself it's okay to do this, and I'm telling you it's completely wrong-headed to do it. That your wife is willing to have more sex with you. Masturbate till your hand falls off, as far as I'm concerned. But you have, there's a part of you, did you grow up with a father in the household?
I'm sorry?
Did you grow up with your father?
Yes.
Did he cheat?
No. My family was very educated, very, very...
So where did this come from, this craziness?
I don't know, and from my childhood I love women, and...
Mike, you're doing it again. You're saying what you're doing is okay, and it's not. It's deceitful, it's dishonest, it's unwise, it's compulsive... And it's dangerous. First of all, if I were you, I would start having sex with my wife 3 or 4 times a week. I would masturbate in between, and I would go find a therapist, because there's some part of you that is destructive. Whether you think that you don't deserve your success, or whether you're really bored with your marriage, or whether there's a part of you that hates yourself, or there's a part of you that's afraid that you're gay. There's a problem here that you're not looking at. And when you feel that problem, you translate that into obsessive behavior, which is, I need to have sex with somebody. And until you figure out what that is, you're a walking problem. And if your wife finds out, she's very likely going to divorce you, and she'll take you for everything you have. Your children won't speak to you again. If you haven't gotten a venereal disease or transmitted one to her at this moment, you are a lucky man. But if I were you, I wouldn't count on luck anymore. I would have more sex with my wife, and I would find a therapist today and go and figure out what that nasty little secret that you have that translates into sexual behavior. Because it's incredibly dangerous. And as you point out, you've got everything to make yourself happy, and you're doing everything to ruin it. And that makes no sense. So go find a therapist and figure out what it is. And as I said,
What kind of therapist I need to seek?
Any kind of therapist. I mean, go and find someone that you think that you can be honest with. Maybe find a woman, because it may be you'll be more honest with her than you would with a man.
Okay.
But do some work on it. In the meantime, decide that you're not, that if you are you registered to vote in this country?
Yes, yes.
Okay, you vote Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. I'll tell you what. If you have, I don't care if you're attracted to other women. I don't care if you fantasize about other women. I don't care if you notice other women. But if you have sex, if you have sex with anybody other than your wife, I want you to send $1,000 to promise yourself you'll send $1,000 to George Bush.
Okay.
That may keep you from to at least think about not doing what's clearly a destructive thing to do. But you do need to find a therapist and figure out what it is that is triggering this, because it's not sex. It's something else. It's you hiding, as I said, it's you hiding something. It's you walking away from something so you can feel guilty about the sex, as opposed to feeling lousy about whatever it is that's triggering this. Mimi, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I have a cousin in California that hasn't been home in 30 years, and her mother and father are very, they're elderly, and my aunt is in the beginning stages of Alzheimer's. They have always flown out to California to visit with her.
So they see each other, but she just doesn't go to them.
She hasn't been home, but now...
When's the last time they saw each other?
Probably about 4 years ago.
Does she how old is she?
She's 57.
Well, I mean, it doesn't sound that they're estranged. It just sounds to me that she's either a little passive-aggressive or doesn't have any money, parents go to her.
Okay, let me just fill you in real fast. She claims she has, like, agoraphobia, but... am I out of line calling her and explaining to her that through medication and therapy, these would be the tools that I know would help her get on a plane and come back east to see them?
Well, you can try. I don't think there's any harm in trying,
okay.
But she may tell you to mind your own business.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're on the air, Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
I believe my girlfriend doesn't trust me. There's no reason for her not trusting me. And a small thing is, I just asked because, you know, I'm 21 years old and my whole, you know, friends and everyone I do, they create a Facebook page. It's not a dating website. It's more like a community, like MySpace.
Right.
My girlfriend has, well, all I said is because I got a lot of pictures. One of my big hobbies is picture taking, and I want to post stuff so people can look at it. And I'm like, I want to make an account. She's like, no. And I said, excuse me? She's like, no, right. And she's like, well, yeah, you can make it if I have your password.
So what did you say? What did you say to her?
I'm like speechless. I'm like, excuse me, you want my password?
How long? Let me ask a couple questions. How long have the two of you been together?
2 years.
All right. Do you live together?
No.
Okay. And you see each other exclusively?
Yeah.
Do you have sex with each other?
No. Well, yes.
can we? I'm not your mom. I promise not to tell. Are we having sex with each other?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we using a condom?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you trust her?
Of course.
Okay. Let me just ask you, and I don't want you to get mad at me. I'm just asking the question. Why would you not give her your password? I mean, other than the fact that it's sort of irritating to be asked, but why would you, if we can get past that particular hurdle?
I really have no problem giving her a password. There are certain things because, like, you know, guys say things around guys that you won't say in front of your girlfriend, obviously. Basically for that type of thing. You know, when you hang out with your boys, you're saying things, and you know, we're saying things that my girlfriend, you know, would never dream of me ever saying, obviously. And, you know,
so it's an issue of privacy as much as anything else.
Yeah,
what if you said, what if you said that to her, Ron? What if you said, look, I'm willing to give you the password. How about if you said it like this? What if you said, there are a couple things, love of my life. Number one, it kind of fries me a bit that you don't trust me. Number two, I'm willing to give you my password on the condition that you understand that guys talk with each other very differently than they would around a girlfriend, just like you guys talk differently around each other than you would about me. And so I'm willing to give you my password if you don't give me any grief about the fact that guys are kind of crude around each other and any more than if you'll give me your password to your email so I can see what you say to your women friends.
Right, and you know that is a very practical answer. I'm afraid that she'll say, "Of course, yes," and then I'm going to get grief for it every single time someone says something.
Well, then what we do, Ron? I hear what you're saying. We write out a contract that you say, "All right, I'm willing to do this," but my fear is that you're going to give me grief about it. I'm a absolutely true blue guy. I would not cheat on you if I didn't want to be with you anymore. I'd leave you. I wouldn't cheat on you. So I'm willing to do this on the condition that we both write up a contract and we sign it. And if you even once give me a hard time about something a guy says, that you will agree in the contract that you'll give me $25 on the spot every time you do it. Exactly. All right? Because what you've got here is kind of a fine line, and I agree with you. I think she's being a little inappropriate. But if you say no, she's going to then assume, I mean, she's got you in a catch-22, so I'm trying to extricate you from that without blowing the relationship.
Right, exactly.
Because if you say no, then she thinks, see, I can't trust him. And that doesn't get you any place. I mean, presumably you want to be in this relationship. So what you're doing is you're taking a really no-win situation and making it not only that both of you win, but that it's a learning exercise and a communication vehicle for both of you. So that's what I do. I would say, you know, I was thinking about this, and my first thought was, it really hurt my feelings that you don't trust me, and a privacy issue. And my real issue is that, you know, just as you talk differently, if you probably wouldn't want me to hear everything you say to your girlfriends, that with my, you know, my peeps, you know, that, you know, we talk differently. So you write, I'm willing to do this. If you will sign something that says, number one, you will not give me any grief about it, and should you give me any grief, it's $25 per infraction, and then I also get access to your password for your email.
Well, I really, no. Well, I guess two things. One is, do you think it's necessary that I do get access to your email? Or is it...
No, I don't think you care. I don't think you give a tinker's damn, but it makes some parity in the relationship.
Okay.
And so, because otherwise you're going to feel like you're whipped.
Exactly.
No, I got it. That's why I said that.
Okay,
what's
thank
number
you.
Two?
The second thing is that as good as it sounds, as even, you know, even if it goes well and she doesn't say anything, it's still knowledge that I prefer that she wouldn't.
I know. But see how, look, Ron, what we're trying to do, you're both relatively young, and you're really setting up the parameters for how we negotiate trust and our own idiosyncrasies in a relationship. And that's really, I mean, do you want her, do you care about her password? Not at all. But again, we're looking for some parity. Should you be asking for this? No. But unless you're willing to walk away from this relationship, you don't want to have a no-win situation, and that's what you've got right now. So I'm just trying to say, given the fact that this is not a very good situation, how do you make the best of it where both of you learn something, both of you walk away feeling better than you did or at the beginning, and both of you maybe learn to trust each other a bit more? Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Doctor. I'm going to give that a go.
Yeah, give it a try. And because what you're doing is you're being very reasonable. And as you hear me say all the time, sometimes it's more important to appear to be reasonable. Nancy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a problem. I actually called you a number of years ago on this and have not resolved the issue. We have a friend, a single parent with boy-girl twins who are now 10 years old.
Okay.
Their beds, they have twin beds, and they're pushed right next to each other. You said absolutely not. Years ago, we tried to push her to do that. We suggested how she could alter the room to make it fine. It still hasn't happened. How can I approach
how old are the kids now?
10.
Yeah.
And we're very concerned about that.
Now, what relationship are you to them?
My husband is one of her oldest friends, and I am friends with
is she a single parent?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't mind if I alienate her. I just feel that I have to say something about this because
what have you said in the past?
Very affectionate with each other. We said that that it was probably inappropriate for them to be sleeping so closely together.
And that's what you said 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you said anything in the meantime?
No.
Well, you know what I might do? I might get a book about, you know, tweens, and the idea of, you know, emerging sexuality. And there are a number of books around, the Care and Feeding of Your Adolescent, yada, yada, that point out that kids are hitting puberty, first of all, earlier and earlier, and that they are overly sexualized in our society because of everything from TV and movies and advertisement to Britney Spears and, you know, whatever, MTV. And that, you know, at one point, is she going to separate them? That presumably she doesn't want them together, you know, sleeping in the same room and essentially almost the same bed
right. When
they're 15.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's not going to do it when they're 15, when does she plan to, you know, to make the change? And wouldn't it be easier on them if the change was made pretty radically, you know, and pretty soon?
Well, they're starting middle school, so maybe this is a time for change.
Well, as I said, what I would do is get the information that is clear about emerging sexuality.
Right.
Which has been true, certainly, for those kids for a while. And then I would just sort of do what I call playing it forward. Are you going to allow them to sleep together when they're 15?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. Are you going to let them to sleep together when they're 13? Well, I don't know. Well, if you're going to change them sooner or later, why not change it now when it doesn't seem quite so abrupt to them and they both have a chance to get used to sleeping in separate rooms? Mm-hmm. Does she have a separate bedroom for them?
She doesn't, but we were thinking of just doing something to separate that room so each of them could have a half of the room.
Well, and maybe one of the things you could offer to do is, listen, here's the book, here's this thing, you know, play it forward, 15, 13. You know, if you want, we have some extra lumber or some extra time, and maybe we can help you put up the partition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we tried that before. And it was
Okay. The difference between 6-year-olds and 10-year-olds is a lot,
okay.
And I would point out that the difference will continue to progress in that direction. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I would say, are you going to let them sleep together when they're 15? Well,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
she's presumably going to say no, and said, well, what about 13?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Well, you know, if you're going to move them sooner or later, wouldn't it be easier on them to move them now?
Right.
Okay?
Okay, great.
Give it a try. Lisa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have just it's kind of simple probably, but I just need some tools as to what to say to my daughter, who's going to be 14 in May, regarding the fact that she doesn't have breasts yet.
Why don't you say anything?
Because she's extremely, extremely self-conscious. I mean, she cries about it. She's been...
Can you say Kate Moss?
Pardon?
Can you say Kate Moss?
Well, I can say a lot, and that's the thing. No matter what I seem to say.
Well, but do you know who Kate Moss is?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so, I mean, the style these days is certainly much more for flat-chested
Absolutely.
Than it was, you know, in the 50s. Are you bosomy?
No, I actually did have breast augmentation years and years ago.
Ah, well, then that sort of puts a different flavor on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think about that and wonder, you know, if that may have played a part in how she feels.
Like, duh.
Well, not really duh. She was very young.
You think she doesn't know?
No, she didn't. I told her.
Well, but the point is, she knows now.
Yeah.
Lisa,
yeah.
I mean, I think you can't... I think what you can say to her. I mean, other thing, has she gotten her period yet?
Oh yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think what you can say to your daughter is, I think what you can say to your daughter is, look, you got my strong teeth, you got my great hair, you got my unwrinkly skin, and you got my flat chest. And you know, so you'll either get bosoms, which looks unlikely genetically, you're probably not going to, and your father's mother is relatively flat chested or was whatever. So genetically, you ain't going to be particularly well endowed though. However, the good news is. There is, you know, you can certainly do at, you know, 18 or for your graduation, if you're so inclined, that you can have breast augmentation too, since it seems to be the family issue. But I mean, I think what you can say to her is, for right now, you can get a padded bra. I certainly wouldn't do breast augmentation for a 14-year-old, but she can, you know, she can get a padded bra, or she can do what generations of flat-chested girls have done, which is stuff their bras with Kleenex. You can go hit Victoria's Secret and find her bra that she likes. But at least I think you can't divorce out the fact that you're saying to her on one hand, and, well, you know, love your body, and you've got breast implants. So I think what you can say is, look, genetically, it ain't going to happen. For the time being, we'll go and buy you a padded bra. No one will know, and you can take everything from your waist to your chin and shove it up toward your chin, and you'll look like you have bosoms because everybody does. And in the meantime, you know, when you're 18 or 20 or whatever, we can start saving, and we'll buy you breasts.
Dr. Joy Brown Show. Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking about family traditions, not necessarily attached to any particular time of year, although this is the time of year. I suppose we can do holiday traditions coming up, but this was not... Or at least my intent was not to necessarily talk about, or right. I don't think Shane's was either.
Right. And, you know, granted, we did get quite a few that were holiday ones. I suppose that's when people get together with families. But there's a few different holidays that
all right, let's see what else
here.
You got. He's trying to back
All right. Mariko says, my kids and I sleep in a tent in the backyard every 4th of July for a few days.
That's pretty cute.
That is kind of cool, isn't it?
At one point, all of you know, or most of you know, that I come from a very large family, which meant somebody was always sick. And at one point, my mom had planned a trip for all of us to go up to Red Rocks in Colorado for a concert. And one of my sibs had, I think it was measles, was something. I mean, I was the oldest, so whenever I would get sick, and because I was the oldest, I was the first one in school, so I was the first one exposed to measles and mumps and chickenpox, and they would put me in the hospital because mom didn't want to have five other kids that came down with it. So I was in the hospital for minor kinds of measles, mumps, chickenpox.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember, you know, I didn't think about it till just this moment how really lonely I would feel. Because I was not very sick, but I, you know, I just had a contagious disease, and there were five other kids at home. So, at any rate, so it was not me at this particular time that had whatever it was. So, mom did this very cool thing, which is we had a rec room, a den, which was basically a fancy term for basement. And we went down and we made like tents down there and sleeping bags, and I think there was a fireplace down there, and we camped out, which I thought was a brilliant solution to
that is pretty good.
Yeah, she did really well on that. I wonder if she remembers that.
Yeah,
probably.
I like that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. And there is something fun about sleeping in your own house in a sleeping bag or in your backyard. I slept on my deck occasionally.
Yeah, it just gives you a kind of a different perspective, you know.
It's a little scary.
Don't you think there's something
very
You're
odd.
Out of your element, kind of, yeah.
Well, and the deck that I had was like the 26th floor.
Oh, wow.
So,
I thought the
railing is really high enough, so even if I sleepwalk, but there is something kind of weird about being that exposed in a big city.
Yeah, I agree. Huh, interesting.
I camped a lot as a kid, and I would end up in the other end of the sleeping bag because there would be a bear in the middle of the night, and I wasn't awake enough to do anything except to go, which is probably very safe, you know, as opposed to running around.
Right.
When you're a kid, you're so stupid that you're probably safer than you'll ever be in your life.
Right, yeah.
All right, what else you got?
Let's see. Bruce says, we tell people we sing obscure show tunes, challenge others to think of a tune that no one else knows.
That's kind of like charades, only better.
Yeah, well, charades with music, maybe, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Except they probably don't have to act it out. You just have to come up with it.
Yeah, I wonder if it's, you know, if it's a name.
He should have given us a couple of examples.
Yeah, yeah.
Of obscure show tunes. Because they're ones that, I mean, let's see what happens if we Google obscure show tunes.
Yeah, because
Show tunes. Let's see what it says here. That reminds me, anyone recognize an obscure, if you want to hear this recording, the Meredith Jinx. That's obscure.
Yeah.
The internet site for obscure Broadway and Broadway type songs. There you go. obscure and rare show
tunes. There's a site you could go to.
They're silly songs, but this is, I think that's terrific. You know, I swear to you that there is some, you can find anything on.
Oh, I know.
Online.
I know. It's pretty cool, really.
Yeah. Mocked is Guile from Grace the Musical. Music by Sal Coleman. Nice People from All About Us. There was a store that I think has since closed. That was on 8th Avenue that used to have obscure, you could find just about any sheet music, but they've closed. It was right down by Tin Pan Alley, by the Brill Building. Tin Pan Alley and Brill Building are different places, but so there you go. You can find obscure show tunes. Sorry. One of my favorite remembrances is playing charades with my family and my grandmother. And what she did was she sort of, like Groucho Marx, walked across the floor, and then went, and that was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Ah.
And nice. If I live to be 100, I will never forget that. I mean, she was a little gray-haired Grammy, and I think it just stopped everything cold for, like, an hour. I mean,
that's great.
She was great at it. Yeah, I am a great fan of charades at holiday gatherings.
Me too, yeah.
All right, what else we got? Nobody mentioned charades, did they?
No, I don't see any in here, actually. Susan says, my children, all taller than me, received gifts on Christmas Eve from my dead sister, Sally. She was the greatest sister and friend ever.
Wait a minute.
Here we go. Since they never received gifts from grandparents, I began this when she left us. The gifts are always the best ones.
Oh, so it's like her version of
Santa Claus, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, we have an email about that.
Yes.
We will take up next hour.
Yeah, I figured that would fit in, yeah.
Yeah. From dead Aunt Sally.
Yeah, interesting, huh?
Karen, I suppose, you know, there's that whole notion that as long as somebody remembers you, you live on.
You're not,
that's
really gone, yeah.
Yeah.
Karen says, my dad would buy a 6-foot submarine sandwich from Tubby every year so my mom wouldn't have to spend all day in the kitchen.
For what?
Yeah, he doesn't say, or she doesn't say for what. I don't know if it's just one day a year.
Just a family tradition. Maybe it's just whenever he felt she needed a break.
Right.
What's Tubby? Is that like Subway or something?
You know, I'm not sure. I was wondering the same thing. I thought maybe you'd know, but...
No, I don't know from Tubby.
Let's see. I'm going to try to look and see where... it doesn't say where Karen's from, actually, but... Yeah, I've never heard of
Tubby. Tell us where Tubby comes from. Yeah, all right, what else? See, you guys, I mean, it's the Facebook stuff that we will ask the most basic question, and you'll come up with the most esoteric answers.
Yeah, isn't it awesome? Yeah.
Yeah. Someone once described my program as being in a glass-bottom boat.
That's a good analogy. Yeah.
I thought it was terrific. That it's not necessarily... it's not necessarily either good or bad. It's just interesting and unknown basically mostly obscure until you sort of look at it, and then there's all this stuff that you never even knew existed. Tubby.
Yeah. Jim says every Mother's Day we would watch the same movie, Serial Mom. So.
Well, that's probably, we haven't done Christmas, maybe we'll do Christmas traditions coming up, but I've watched The Christmas Story every night. Every Christmas for the last, 400 years.
That movie that's got to be one of the greatest movies.
And they have it on Broadway now.
Nice.
They have all the things. They did such a great job, and the kid always looks exactly like Ralphie. I mean, it's great.
That's great.
It's great. I assume it's coming this year as well. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.